From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Afghan officials say more than 40 people have been killed and 84 others wounded. Ryan Brooks has more on the suicide attack on a building in Kabul that housed a Shiite Muslim cultural center with ties to Iran.
Heavy security under high alert on this Afghan street after a suicide bomb in the capital, Kabul, early Thursday. Many of the victims were students attending a conference, a discussion on the anniversary of the Soviet invasion of the country.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in an online statement. The organization said the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber and that three other bombs were used. Russian President Vladimir Putin said a bomb blast in a St. Petersburg supermarket Wednesday was an act of terrorism and that security forces, whose lives were threatened by terrorist suspects, should shoot to kill if necessary. Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
Nobody was killed, but 13 shoppers were injured in the explosion. Russian media report the bomb was hidden in a locker. Speaking at an awards ceremony on Thursday, Vladimir Putin told the ceremony the security situation in Russia would be much worse if thousands of Islamic State fighters who fought in Syria had been allowed to return home.
That was reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. China and the United States have worked to build a close working relationship to fight global flows of illicit synthetic drugs, but their collaboration remains fraught. A top Chinese drug enforcement official on Thursday said that the United States should look within to cut down demand for opioids, which are fueling its deadly drug crisis, rather than stressing claims that China is a major source of the chemicals. This is VOA News. A new report by the UN Children's Fund finds 2017 has been a particularly brutal year for children caught in conflict. Lisa Schlein has that report from Geneva.
The report finds children are being targeted and exposed to attacks and brutal violence in their homes, schools, and playgrounds. This in blatant disregard of international laws established to protect the most vulnerable. The report presents a numbing catalog of abuse and conflicts around the world, in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and even in Europe, in eastern Ukraine. It reports children are deliberately targeted, used as human shields, killed, maimed, and recruited to fight. Children are raped, forced into marriage, abducted, and enslaved, and UNICEF says the physical and mental impact of this brutality upon children is unbearable and deeply traumatic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A dozen more patients and their families have been evacuated from besieged rebel-held suburbs of the Syrian capital, the Red Cross said on Thursday. The International Committee of the Red Cross said the latest evacuations from eastern Ghouta, a suburb of Damascus, were carried out in coordination with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Organization. However, ICRC Syria coordinator Valerie Petit-Pari said more should be done to help those in need.
So the international humanitarian law says that the civilians should be protected, spared in the hostilities, that they should have access to medical treatment. And also the ICRC continues to insist that humanitarian action should not be used as a bargaining chip.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the conflict in Syria has killed about 39,000 people this year. Pakistan has warned the United States against undertaking any unilateral military action on its soil and rejected as baseless accusations of inaction against the Haqqani network plotting deadly attacks in neighboring Afghanistan. Chief Military Spokesman Major General Asif Ghaffour reiterated that Pakistani forces have undertaken indiscriminate operations against terrorists, including Haqqanis. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Thursday that a 2015 agreement with Japan over South Korean comfort women forced to work in wartime brothels was seriously flawed. Japan said any attempt to revise the deal could damage relations. The announcement threw ties into doubt as both countries, important U.S. allies, seek to rein in North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. And President Trump on this day tweeted that there will never be a friendly solution to the North Korean problem if China continues to allow oil into North Korea. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.